Dave is on the line. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Chris. You okay?
Very well, thank you. What would you like to talk about?
Well, it's about the temperature of space, actually. I'd like to ask, why is space so cold? What makes it cold? And is there an average space temperature?
That's actually a really quite a deep question.
It is, yes.
A deep space.
In deep space, yeah. Indeed. Okay, so space is originally, if you go back to the Big Bang, if you look in any direction, you'll see something. And if you look in any direction far enough, there's no stars or anything in the way, you'll see the kind of big soup of atoms which were created after the Big Bang. And this light was emitted when basically electrons were collected by hydrogen atoms. And when they did that, they released lots of energy and photons, very high energy light, and this is well into the gamma rays. Now, because the universe has expanded so much, these gamma ray photons, which are incredibly hot, like thousands and thousands and thousands of degrees centigrade, have slowly been stretched as the universe has stretched, and their wavelength has got longer and longer and longer, and with that they've got colder and colder and colder, because longer wavelengths are lower energies. And so they got stretched so much that their temperature is about 2 or 3 degrees above absolute zero. It's about -270 degrees centigrade.
But if you're in direct sunlight in space, it's actually pretty hot, isn't it? Because the astronauts working outside the space shuttle in space when they go for a spacewalk have to be pretty careful because they can just get frazzled.
Yeah, the sun is incredibly strong. So if you're in direct sunlight, then the temperature sort of feels like 200 or 300 degrees centigrade. But if you're away from, if you look at the piece of sky with nothing in it, it will look at about 2 or 3 degrees centigrade above absolute zero.
So there you go, Dave. That's how you do a space forecast.
Excellent. Well, that's that problem solved.
All right. The answer is it's cold everywhere except in direct sunlight where you get fried.
Yep. Go on. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on The Naked Scientist.
Thank you. Bye.
Dave Scally, if you'd like to join us, email chris@thenakedscientist.com.